It was just before 3 in the morning, and the Alaska Ranger was steaming towards Petrel Banks, north of the Aleutians, to fish for mackerel. Mark Hagerman, who describes himself as the ship's assistant cook, was working the night shift in the galley when the ship's alarm started ringing. Soon the whole 47-member crew was awake, scrambling to get into their survival suits.
We all went into the wheelhouse and kind of sat down. The captain told us to be quiet so they could communicate and everything, and everybody's just kind of running around like chickens with their heads cut off, wondering what the hell is going to happen. Is this really real?
From the wheelhouse, Hagerman watched as the back end of the ship began to drop lower and lower into the sea.
The first time I seen a wave crash over the back of the boat, I knew that it wasn't going to stop sinking. But, you know, you're just trying to think of other things and, you know, trying to help people. You know, people get survival suits on and stuff like that. And I kept going outside and looking at the back of the boat. It's pretty dark at that point because we lost power. The emergency lights were on. But you could see the waves getting higher and higher up the back of the boat.
The crew began launching life rafts. Hagerman says he and crew member Byron Carrillo tried to make their way down a line towards one of the rafts. But the line broke and Carrillo disappeared. His body would later be among the 4 recovered by the Coast Guard. Meanwhile, Hagerman became tangled in a ladder hanging off the side of the sinking ship. He kicked free and watched the bow of the Alaska Ranger rise up out of the sea one last time.
I backstroked away from the boat. It was about 30 yards away from it, and I watched it go all the way down. And at that point, I realized we're pretty screwed.
Hagerman was the boat's cook, not its engineer, so he says he doesn't know exactly what made the ship sink. But he was in the wheelhouse as the Alaska Ranger foundered, and he says that from what he understood, the ship's rudder shaft broke loose and sank, leaving behind a large hole. Water began filling the ship. Hagerman says that from what he heard the engineers saying, it appeared that one of the watertight doors that would have helped seal off the flooded compartment wasn't closed properly. Richard Canty, who captained the Alaska Ranger for about 5 months in the mid-90s, says that if this is true, it would explain why the ship sank so quickly. The water would have filled the rudder room, then the engine room, then the rest of the ship within minutes. That's why those doors are supposed to be sealed tightly. But he says that on a ship with nearly 50 crew members, many of them not experienced mariners, that often isn't the case.
It's one of the great headaches of running these boats is kids who don't know much about boats go through watertight hatches, don't close them behind them, or barely close them behind them. No one knows this until the next guy that comes along and says, what the heck is this? And he closes it up, if he's on the ball. Are all 48 guys on the ball? Probably not.
Canty worked for the Fishing Company of Alaska for 14 years, crewing on all but one of the company's fleet of fishing boats. He says that the company was exceptionally good about safety, providing whatever equipment or upgrades he needed regardless of the cost. But he says that even so, the Alaska Ranger had a reputation as the company's most difficult ship, one that was top-heavy and full of mechanical quirks. One morning in January, 12 years ago, Canty was in the wheelhouse of the Ranger near Siguam Pass in the Aleutians when the steering went out in rough seas, and the ship began to roll dangerously.
I've never been through such rolls on any boat ever before or since. It was horrible, and I was truly frightened that time. But for the first time in my life on a boat, I was praying out loud to God, please get us through this.
A Seattle-based representative of Fishing Company of Alaska wouldn't comment on Canty's specific recollections about the ship. Instead, she referred to a statement the company issued on Tuesday, after Canty's comments about the Alaska Ranger appeared in several newspapers. The company's statement took issue with an unnamed former employee who, quote, has chosen to publicly criticize the safety of the Alaska Ranger, end quote. It went on to say that that person's comments, quote, are not based in fact, end quote, but didn't refute any specific claims. Back in the Bering Sea, Hagerman says he drifted in his survival suit, choking on diesel fuel, and clinging to a piece of net and a spool of rope to stay afloat. He and 3 other men huddled together, trying to keep an eye on the lights on the horizon. They figured they belonged to the Coast Guard Cutter Monroe and the Alaska Ranger's sister ship, the Alaska Warrior, which were pulling the survivors out of the water one by one.
We just tried to hold on to each other and, hey, did you see that light? Did you see that light? And you come up onto a high wave and, you know, try to look around.
Eventually, they saw the lights of one of the 2 Coast Guard helicopters approaching.
It was the best feeling I ever had in my life when I seen that Coast Guard helicopter. It was like, because I had made my peace with the Lord about 10 minutes before that.
Petty Officer 2nd Class O'Brien Hollow, the Coast Guard rescue swimmer, dropped into the water and helped the 4 men into a raft.
At that point, you're so tired and weak, just to even sit up, I couldn't do that. Once I got into the raft, I just laid there for like 15 minutes before I could even sit up. And then just to move your arms or your feet or anything. It was a task.
Hagerman and the others were brought aboard the Monroe and arrived safely in Dutch Harbor Monday night. He agreed to conduct this interview, only if it could include this message.
I'd like to thank the Coast Guard. You guys did a great job. I mean, you saved a lot of lives. If you wouldn't have got there as fast as you did, definitely more people wouldn't have made it. I'd like to thank the Warrior. You know, you guys saved a lot of people, too.
In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.